A Midday with Howie Lim replay from Money FM 89.3.
And in Mind Your Business, we speak to industry experts, also business owners, to find out how the SME sector is doing here. After all, it powers half our economy, hires about 70% of our workforce, and there are about 99% of companies here in Singapore which are SMEs. So what are the growth and challenges of the social media marketing and branding industry? And what can businesses look forward to in terms of brand engagement for the next year? We'll find out from Matthew Lim, who's founder and group managing director of We Interactive. Matthew, thanks so much for coming this morning.
Thank you so much for having me here.
Sounds like congratulations are in order. You're entering your 10th year, you were telling me.
Yep.
Established back in 2009, right?
Yep.
What started We Interactive for you at the time? Can remember or not?
I was still young there, so I don't really have much financial burden back then. So I thought if I were to start anything, that would be the best time.
Yeah.
So got together with a couple of my friends, had a bit of discussion, and we decided to just, you know, give it a try, and then that's how it got started.
That is so fearless. Yep. So why don't you tell us briefly what We does in the first place, We Interactive?
So we are a digital agency. If I were to split what we do, it would be like 50% of it will be on a lot on social media work for our clients. So we do their content, we manage their communities, manage their social media channel. And then the other half will be, well, as our name suggests, digital. We produce digital collaterals for our clients, their websites, microsites, banners, and et cetera.
Was there a gap in the market you were trying to fill when it all started back in 2009? Did you feel as though perhaps people aren't utilizing social media enough?
When we first started, social media was just still very new. So it was still really more on websites, digital banners back then. And when we entered the market, you know, a couple of young guys, we were just, you know, working with SMEs to, you know, do their website for their business. And then slowly, we grew our network. People know about us. We started working more. And then, by coincidence, Facebook, you know, started pushing more. Business got onto Facebook and other social media platforms. And then we were approached by some of the, you know, industry giants to help them with their social media work. And that's how we enter into the social media market.
Do you feel, though, it's a bit saturated now then?
Yeah.
10 years definitely. In, I'm sure, right? Lots of people have gotten onto the bandwagon. Yeah, how are you staying competitive?
I guess a lot of it is the attention that we pay to our client, because it's a long-term effort with our client. Social media work is not just, you know, I get it done today, tomorrow, roll, and that's it. We have to understand the business. We have to understand our my clients, consumers, and these are long-term efforts. So it's the attention that we pay to our clients that help us with that.
How much do you think the landscape has changed? More players, no doubt.
The brand strategy hasn't changed much, but I guess a lot of influence by the technology and the platform itself. So brands are changing their strategy according to how, say, example, Facebook rolls out its new algorithm of how content is being displayed, the new stuff that Google comes up with, and then all the new wonderful ad banners that you see online now. So it's more technology influenced now.
We Interactive is based on helping companies to utilize social media avenues in order to get the word out about their product. How are you staying ahead? How are you keeping up to date with, say, the changes in the landscape, the new tech that's coming out?
Well, of course, we have to continuously learn about all the new technologies, but I guess a lot depends on the mentality we have. We need to have an open mind to embrace new technology and not just say, oh, this does not work, that will not work, and then, you know, just shut it off. Look into the new technologies, think of how we could apply it to, you know, our clients' marketing strategy, whether it will work or not. Have a good study on things before we conclude on things. Yeah.
That takes some time, though. Earlier you talked about the attention to detail is what sets We Interactive apart from other companies, and then the need to research and find out, say, your particular client's target audience, for example, the product that they're offering. That takes time, though.
Yeah. See, every brand, every product is different. Like, say, even for the same soft drink, they have different, they target different audience, they brand it differently from, you know, each and everyone. So, yeah, we really have to understand them properly before we decide on anything.
Mm. Would you say it's been challenging to stay ahead? Because change is so quick these days.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, with more competitions coming in, with more agencies here and there, we definitely have to keep ourselves ahead of everyone.
What do you think your biggest challenge is right now running We Interactive? Is it the labor crunch? Is it financial muscle, maybe?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Very spot on. Yeah, Singapore is a very small market. Our cost is rising, but, you know, we only have about 6 million people. So how much a company, how much marketing dollars they have is, you know, we can see it. So I'm not sure if it's the rising cost versus how much companies can spend matches. So, yeah, the financial part of things is definitely the biggest challenge of the agency to keep ourselves.
How are you tackling this then?
One of the strategies that we, in these last few years, started working on is to move abroad. So we expanded ourselves regionally, mainly around Southeast Asia, of course, to offset the labor costs, but also as well to take on the other markets as well.
What do you think is a trend that's coming up?
AI has been, you know, one of the things that a lot of companies are talking about. So it'd be interesting to see.
Yeah, but they talk about it, but they are a little apprehensive about adopting it.
They are taking baby steps, definitely. Like messenger bots. You see a lot of messenger bots now. So that's one form. Definitely taking baby steps to see how this technology can take their marketing strategy further. Yep.
What about in terms of brand engagement? As you help your clients out, what's trending?
I would say CRM and loyalty programs. I'm sure you have a lot of apps on that in your phone as well. So brands wants to keep consumers with them long term. And also consumers are now, you know, really smart. It's not just your product. I have many other options right now. Yeah, so a lot of brands are now trying to, you know, keep the consumers with them. So loyalty program is something that's quite big now.
And that's something you have to help clients look into as well, I'm sure.
Yeah, one of the things, yeah.
What about in terms of We Interactive? How are you doing brand loyalty for yourself?
Well, just like I mentioned earlier, the details,
loyalty,
the attention
points,
that we pay to our clients. Yeah. Building
a
relationship with our clients. Yep.
Okay, you earlier mentioned that you're venturing out into other regions. What's next for We Interactive in the next year or so?
Definitely more focus on the regional offices, Myanmar and Thailand particularly. We also got into a couple of joint ventures with other businesses as well. One particularly a sports management agency. And that's going to be quite busy for us because the football season has just ended and then a lot of players are on the move. So we got to help them plan. So we got a couple of national players with us. So we got to help them plan, not just locally, but also internationally. Next year is SEA Games. So we got to plan out some of the schedules for other athletes that are going for the SEA Games as well. And then also, of course, the Olympic qualifiers.
Yeah. What was it like for you guys venturing overseas? A lot of the times we hear how SMEs in Singapore have no plans to internationalize just because they find it very uncharted territories. It's challenging, perhaps language barrier, etc.
Language barrier is definitely something that it took a bit of time for us to overcome. But I think it's something necessary for us, Singapore businesses, because like I say, we are a very small market here. We need to try to, you know, innovate ourselves to stay ahead.
How did you do it then at We Interactive, venturing into these overseas markets?
Well, fortunately for me, I had a lot of help. Because, of course, I try not to you know, do everything myself, but seek professional help. Well, as an SME, I definitely don't have the financial power like all the, you know, MMC. So there are some stuff where, you know, we try to do ourselves for our cost saving measure, but we also need to make sure that, you know, we don't do the wrong stuff. So, we of course approach professionals to help us. I mean, like, the business registrations, the financial regulations and things like that. So we definitely got to get those right.
Thank you so much for coming. I know you're feeling slightly under the weather.
Yeah,
appreciate you being here. Matthew Lim is We Interactive's founder and group MD. You can check them out, weinteractive.com. That's we-interactive.com. Matthew, again, thank you so much.
Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. Or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.